This means a whopping 68% were at least open to the suggestion that 9/11 was contrived within the U.S. government. Much of this attitude was due to unanswered questions concerning the attacks, such as, who was truly behind the creation of Al-Qaeda, terrorists whose origins are connected to a Nazi intelligence organization and later the CIA? Recall it has been previously shown that Al-Qaeda was taken over by Nazi intelligence before World War II and after the war passed by British intelligence to the American CIA. Who authorized the war game exercise for the morning of September 11, 2001? Various exercises with names like Vigilant Warrior, Vigilant Guardian, Northern Vigilance, and Tripod 2 were being conducted by the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, and other government agencies that morning. According to Sergeant Lauro Chavez of the U.S. Central Command, these exercises included a scenario of hijacked commercial airliners being used to crash into prominent U.S. buildings, specifically naming the World Trade Center towers. Chavez, who worked with the command center's computers, also noted that false images called inputs representing hijacked planes were placed on military radar screens, causing much initial confusion. Chavez said, much to the surprise of the military, it was announced shortly before 9/11 that command over NORAD, normally a military position, had been assumed by Vice President Cheney. Who sent the Federal Emergency Management Agency's emergency response team and military rescue units to New York City as part of the Tripod 2 exercises the evening before 9/11? Who authorized the flight of more than 24 members of the Bin Laden family across the United States during the no-fly period when Americans were not permitted to fly? If a Boeing 757 with a wingspan of 124 feet and a height of 44 feet hit the Pentagon, why did photos taken the day prior to the collapse of the West Wall show only one hole, approximately 15 by 20 feet, in the ground floor, with no evidence of wings, engines, or wheel assemblies? Who told New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani to evacuate his temporary command center because the Twin Towers were about to collapse, as he stated to Peter Jennings of ABC News that afternoon? Why has no other steel-reinforced building in the history of the world collapsed due to only fire? And why did the firefighting industry publication Fire Engineering describe the FEMA investigation of the tower's collapse as half-baked farce? Why has there been such controversy over what caused the symmetrical collapse of the 47-story World Trade Center Building 7 at 5:25 p.m. on 9/11?